नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवाय भागवत उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण गुड मॉर्निंग टू एवरीवन सो एज नीना माताजी टोल्ड यू वी विल कंटिन्यू द श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 5, Chapter 11. Chapter 11 is Jatparat instructs King Rahugan. Mm-hmm. And last Saturday, we started with text 11, but we gave a shorter class because I was saying that 11 and 12 were connected, but we didn't have much time to do 12. So what we promised to do was that go through 11 quickly and then join with 12, text 12, today. So we'll start with text 11, and then for a shorter while, and then spend more time on text 12 as the class today. Okay, so Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 11, Text 11. Davya svabhavasaya karma kale ikadashami manaso vikara sahasasa satasa kutisascha Chitya gyato namito na swatasyu. Okay, so we did this last week, so I'll go straight into the translation, English translation. The physical elements, nature, the original cause, culture, destiny, and the time element are all material causes. Agitated by these material causes, the 11 functions transform into hundreds of functions and then into thousands, and then into millions. But all these transformations do not take place automatically by mutual combination. Rather, they are under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. One should not think that all the interactions of the physical elements, gross and subtle, that cause the transformation of mind and consciousness are working independently. They are under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, text 15, Krishna says that the Lord is situated in everyone's heart. Sarvasya chaham hridishanivishto matasmriti gyanam apuhanam cha. He, the super soul, is the witness and order giver. Under his direction, everything takes place. The body, nature, and the physical elements are under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 10, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is behind nature. So, Mayadhyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam Hetunanena Konteya Jagat Pipari Vartate. The translation is, this material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti. And it is moving, it's producing all moving and unmoving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. This is by Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 10. So that is the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 5, Canto 5, chapter 11, text 11, in its fullness, the Sanskrit and also the English translation and then purport. So, we'll go through that and then text 12 will come up. So, Om Agina Tibirandasya Gyana Gyana Shalakaya Chakshu Om Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupa Sakajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tansajivam Sadvetam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shcha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते ताप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी परममी हरि प्रिय पंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। नम ओं विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमादि भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादिशिषितारिणी नमो महाप्रज्ञाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नम्नि गुरुचिषे नमः। नन्दलीलमाय विग्रहाय हिमाभिवाच्य विसुन्दराय तस्मै महाप्रेम राजपदाय चैतन्य चिन्ताय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चिन्ताय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चिन्ताय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चिन्ताय नमो नमस्ते। हरे कृष्णा। हे सो श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 11 टेक्स्ट 11 इंग्लिश ट्रांसलेशन द फिजिकल एलिमेंट्स नेचर द ओरिजिनल कॉज कल्चर डेस्टिनी and time elements are all material causes. So Jatparaj is explaining that to King Rahugan. Jatparaj is a pure devotee of our Lord, barred Maharaj two lifetimes back and then made a mistake and dealt with a deer at the expense of devotional service. And at the time he was dying, he was thinking about the deer. So you know what happens. Krishna says, if you think whatever you're thinking at the time of death, that's what you're going to attain, a body that is consistent with that. So then he wound up in the body of a deer. But he got the boon because he was actually literally at the Baba platform, just one step from Krishna Prema. He's that high. And so Krishna gave him the boon of still being able to remember like a human being, even though he was in the deer body. Previous lives and all of that, he got to know about him. He was still there in his consciousness. And so Krishna did that so he would realize his mistake. And when he got born again, he, at Jatparaj that we're talking about now, he decided that he wasn't going to let any kind of material situation mess up his devotion. And so he went incognito. People didn't realize it was that, you know, including Maharaj Rahugan. He didn't realize that Jatparaj was that elevated until Jatparaj spoke. And then Maharaj Rahugan got shocked. And he offered his obeisances and then started the king of his obeisances to Jatparaj and started asking him questions and about spirituality, and now Jatparaj is explaining. So that's where we are, the middle part of it. Chapter 10 was part of it, and now it's chapter 11, and we're continuing with it. He dealt with the mind and the senses, and now he's dealing with the 11 senses. 11 senses. There are 5 working senses and 5 knowledge-acquiring senses, which is going to be blended with these physical elements and that he was talking about. The whole thing will come together by the mercy of Raghu Maharaj and your permission and Srila Prabhupada's guidance too. So what are those 11? Well, the 5 senses for acquiring knowledge are the eyes, our eyes, our ears, our nose, tongue, and skin. That's many, many, you know, other animals, even lower animals, have that too. Eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and skin. Okay. Now, the 5 working senses, voice, legs, hands, anus, and genitals. Again, the animals also have that. They have a voice. They don't speak like we do, but they do some kind of sounds they make. They have legs. They have limbs, 4 limbs. We have hands and legs. Some animals have 4 legs, and the birds have 2 wings and 2 legs, as Prabhupada explained. But the 4 types of limbs are there. So we have limbs like hands and legs. Like that. So we all have aggregate of 4. Birds have 2 wings and then 2 legs. And then animals have 4 legs. And then we have 2 hands and 2 legs. You'll probably explain all of that in one lecture. So the voice, the legs, the hands, which means the limbs, and then the anus and the genitals. Those are the 5 working senses. Then, so that's 10 total now. Above the senses is the mind. Well, sometimes we use the false ego, but they are in the subtle body anyway, right? So that's the 11th one. See? So those ones are blended with these physical elements, nature, the original cause, that's, you know, again, nature, but Krishna is behind it, culture, we have Kali Yuga culture, which is so degraded, and destiny, karma, and then the time element. Krishna says, I'm time, the destroyer of all things in Bhagavad Gita. And after a while, things get annihilated in time. So all of these are blended with these 11, it's actually the 24 elements, but just we're dealing with 11 of them now. Okay? So, and there's a place in Bhagavad Gita, in Prabhupada describes all 24. We did that last week, so I'm not going to get into that now. Just the 11. So agitated by these material causes, these 11 senses or 11 functions, Jagvai is saying, blend with this original nature and the cause and destiny, and then all kinds of permutations and combinations come in. Hundreds of them, and then the thousands, and then to millions. So we did a little math here, just the 11 alone, just the 11 senses, five working senses and five knowledge acquiring senses and the mind. If you do the math, the kind of combination they do, it's called 11 factorial, 11 times 10 times 9 times 8 and all the way down to 1. It's almost 40 million combination, 40 million, just 11 alone, minus the physical elements in nature and the cause, the atmosphere, oh, forget that, so many millions then. So that's what Jack Bayard is saying, and you know he can't be wrong, it's pure devotee of the Lord. So he says, they are first transformed into hundreds, at the beginning, then it is even more, thousands, and then into millions. In fact, tens of millions is what happens in the end, but there's still millions. Okay? But all these transformations, they don't take place automatically. Krishna is behind everything. So even that's being directed by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even if it's material, but everything belongs to him. Krishna says, I own all material and everything comes from me, material and spiritual. So the wise who know that, they give their whole hearts to me and they worship me with all their hearts. That's in Bhagavad Gita. Because there's nothing outside of Krishna, material or spiritual. He just chooses to have the material be the separated energy, and he deals with the internal energy, the Antaranga Shakti. And the Bahiranga, which is the separated energy, the material energy, he just leaves it to, you know, Shiva and Durga, you know, to deal with it. Because all of these guys are in prison. We are in cosmic jail, and he doesn't deal with us very much. Every now and then, he gives us mercy. So we have the deity, we have the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is all Krishna. So those who want to go back to Godhead, they can go back to Godhead. And everybody else wants to be in jail, too bad, they'll stay in jail. And just keep getting one body after another out of the 8,400,000 types of bodies. Well, why would you want to do that anyway? You suffer and suffer and suffer. We're suffering right now. Best country in the world, huh? We're wearing coronavirus masks. For what? We're suffering. We just don't want to admit it. So we are in the right place when we deal with Krishna consciousness, because bhakti yoga will get us out. Krishna will be pleased with us. Guru will be pleased with us when we get to go. So in the purport, 5, 11, 11, then we go to 12, text 12. The purport of text 11, Srila Prabhupada says, one should not think that all the interactions of the physical elements, the gross and subtle type, that cause the transformation of mind and consciousness, that they are independent. Nothing is outside of Krishna's control. They are all under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he quotes Bhagavad Gita, 15:15. That's the Lord as Paramatma. He's situated in everyone's heart. He gives knowledge, he causes remembrance, and he causes forgetfulness. So you can't do anything without him. Forget your IQ. It doesn't work. It's just a misnomer. There's no IQ. Krishna controls what you remember and what you forget and how you do things. You call that intelligence, but it's from Krishna. So, you know, people who are ignorant come and say that this IQ, this one is 1,000 IQ, or 250 IQ, or 1 IQ, whatever it is. The numbers don't matter. The devotee knows that intelligence, knowledge, and forgetfulness all come from Krishna. And Krishna doesn't deal with anybody's numbers. He's totally independent. So don't bring that, literally, you know, that's why Supapa uses words, fools, 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 so many times. Because Krishna uses words fool. Fools deride me. They don't know that I control everything. Material and spiritual. So here we are in Kali Yuga, which is something called IQ. Forget it. They can have their IQ, these commies. We don't have any IQ. Krishna controls everything. But they don't know. The ignorant people think that they have IQs because their egos are telling them that they control everything. They don't. They can't. They really can't. They never will be able to. So we are under, we are servants of the servants of servants of Krishna. And Krishna determines what we want to reason out, and not, like I'm doing now. It's just by the mercy of my Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada and the Parampara of Lord Chaitanya. Without them, I can't speak. I really can't. The intelligence is not mine. I'm just a puppet being used. That's all. But the IQ is belongs to Krishna. The real IQ. That's infinite. And he gives you whatever he wants to give based on what you want to serve him with. That's all. So we don't have it. We just be humble and understand that. Nobody, if you think you're bright, you know so much Shastra, you're in Maya. You are in Maya easily. Because you can't even apply it. Krishna will just teach you a lesson. So nobody should ever brag that they know anything. They don't. Krishna is infinite. How can you compare infinity to your knowledge? Compared to that, you're zero knowledge, literally. Anything divided by infinity is zero. So we know very little. So we have to be humble like that. So that's the whole point we're making. Sarva sacham hridi sannivishto mata smriti gyanam apuram cha. I'm seated in everyone's heart. That's Paramatma. From me comes everything you want to know. Knowledge, whether you remember it or whether you forget it. So Srila Prabhupada says, he, the super soul, is the witness and order giver. Same thing. Looks at everything and decides, all right, you want to do this? Srila Prabhupada says, yep, it's okay. This one is bad and you might pay for it, but I'll permit you to do it if you're going to take the results that come from it. If you get clobbered, if you get chastised, that's your problem. But you know what's right. I've given you intelligence. You know what's right and what's wrong. If you do the wrong thing, too bad. More than ignorance, you're not going to be in a human body next life. So then you have to be careful. So he's, you know, fatherly like that. The super soul gives, okay, if you want, you can do it. So Papa says you can do it, but you will pay for it. Do you want to do it? Yes. Okay. That's Maya. No. That's good sense. You get away from bad things and do the good things, which is serve Krishna and chant. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So you can get out of this jail and go home. So under his direction, in the super soul's direction, everything takes place. So Srila Prabhupada says the body, nature, physical elements are all under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Bhagavad Gita confirms it in 9:10. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is behind nature. So he says, Maya dyakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam hitinanena konteya jagat vipari vartate. Which means, this material nature is working under my direction. My means Krishna's direction. O Arjun, son of Kunti. And it is producing all moving and unmoving beings. So Srila Prabhupada talked about it. We start, the lowest is the aquatics, those in the water. Then you come to the trees, land now, but non-moving on the land. Trees are standing still, plants are standing still. And then they move, the insects. He even gave examples. Grasshoppers and all that, they all move. So from the insects, you go to the birds. They move, they fly. Even in the sky, they fly. And then animals who are stronger and you got more, a little more intelligence, and that's why you can train dogs and all of that, you know. So they can do better like that. You can't train a fish the way you can train a dog. That's because this dog has more intelligence. It's closer to the human. And then the human body, 400,000 of them. But doesn't mean that you get to go back to Godhead. The escape type body, the escape from prison is the human body. But you have to use it in serving Krishna and Krishna's devotees. If you use it like a non-devotee, like karmis do, based on karma, too bad. Just tata dehantara prapti. Same way, after the body has gotten old, then another body, and you're still in the material world. The soul goes through different types of bodies. Small, medium, and large. Because small is a baby, medium is teenager, large is a grown up. And then it gets worse. You're an old man and everything is falling apart. And then one time it don't work at all. That's called death. It's going. Then you get another body rather than going back to Godhead. That's bad. So we have to chant in this body, get out. and go enjoy like Krishna is enjoying in service to Krishna. When we serve Krishna in the spiritual world, we enjoy like anything. He's designed it that way. Don't think we're going to just go there and then he only is enjoying. No, he also, the divine couple, you serve them, they serve back. And they have way more than we do. They have everything. So then their service back to us is even more enjoyable than what we give them. What we can give them, literally. So we got it made. We just aren't taking things seriously, which is unfortunate. So my good Maharaj likes to say it's unfortunate. Take this process seriously. Chanting is very easy. Hearing is very easy. There's the two main ones. And the rest of the seven, worshipping, lotus feet, offering obeisances, deity worship, then the Lord's being a servant, being a friend, and praying and surrendering every Atma Nivedana. All these are there. And then nectar of instruction, these exchanges of love. So then you give gifts, then you will receive gifts, because if you give and you're kind, somebody will be kind to you also. You receive gifts. You give prasadam, Krishna, in the form of foodstuff. Give, you also receive. And then you have to have people you can talk to confidentially, situations that you need to work out so that you can be better at Krishna consciousness, better at the bhakti yogi. Express that to somebody who can help you. And then they will respond Krishna consciously back to you to help you so that we all grow and get out of this jail and go back. Because things are going to be annihilated over and over and over again, as Krishna is saying. By this rule, moving and unmoving beings, this manifestation is created. And then Lord Shiva just breaks it up. He has his dance. Jump up and down and down and break everything up. Then there's fire and then there's water and then start all over again. Lord Brahma goes to sleep. It's 12 hours. It's like 4,320,000,000 years. That's 12 hours for him. And then at night time, another 4,320,000,000 years. Everything gets destroyed except only four planets. His own planet and three more heavenly planets. And he wakes up in the morning and starts again. Everything is destroyed. That's not a good life. Go back to the spiritual world and have fun. You'll never be destroyed. So that's the whole point Srila Prabhupada is doing. All right, now to text 12. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 11, Text 12. So our voices are like in an emergency mode, because we are in emergency mode in this planet. All kinds of things are getting ready to happen. So if you don't take the spiritual life seriously, then you just get caught up into another situation. You're going to get another body and continue the suffering here. There's no point. You know about Krishna. Take it seriously so you can go home. This chance. Take this opportunity. That's why our voices are, my Guru Maharaj is pushing me to be that kind of sounding desperate for everybody. It's not me, myself, at all. But he knows what we need. And Srila Prabhupada knows what we need. So we have to take it seriously for our own good. All right. So Bhagavatam 5, 11, 12. Here's the Sanskrit. Shetagya ita manaso vibhuti divasya maya rachitasya nityaha abhirhita kvapiti rohitascha sudo vichaste hya vishuddha kartu. Okay, now we'll do word for word. Synonyms. Shetagya, the individual soul. Ita, all these. Manasa, of the mind. Vibhutihi, different activities. Jivasya, of the living entity. Maya rachitasya, created by the external material energy. Nityaha, from time immemorial. Avirhita, sometimes manifested. Kvapi, somewhere. Tirohita cha, and not manifested. Shuddha, purified. Vichaste, sees this. He, certainly. Abhishuddha, unpurified. Kartuhu, of the doer. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The individual soul, bereft of Krishna consciousness, has many ideas and activities created in the mind by the external energy. They have been existing from time immemorial. Sometimes they are manifested they are manifest in the waking state and in the dream state. But during deep sleep, unconsciousness, or trance, they disappear. A person who is liberated in this life, Jivan Mukta, can see all these things vividly. Srila Prabhupada's purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 13.3, Shetya Gyam Chapi Mam Vidi Shava Shetreshu Bharat. There are two kinds of Shetya Gya, or living beings. One is the individual living being, and the other is the supreme living being, that is the super soul. The ordinary living being knows about his body to some extent, but the supreme Paramatma knows the condition of all bodies. The individual living being is localized, and the supreme Paramatma is all-pervading, covers everything. In this shloka, the word Shetya Gya refers to the ordinary living being, not the supreme living being. Srila Prabhupada is making that distinction. The ordinary living being is of two kinds, Nitya Bada and Nitya Mukta. One is eternally conditioned, that is Nitya Bada, and the other is eternally liberated, that's Nitya Mukta. The eternally liberated living beings are in the Vaikuntha Jagat, in the spiritual world, and they don't fall to this material, they never fall to the material world. Those in the material world are conditioned souls, Nitya Bada. The Nitya Badas can become liberated by controlling the mind, because the cause of conditioned life is the mind. Jad Brahman said that earlier. The mind causes that. And then also the Avanti Brahman said the same thing when he got into trouble. He says the mind causes all of this. So in Bhagavatam 11th canto also confirms this. Now, Srila Prabhupada's purport continues. When the mind is trained and the soul is not under the mind's control, then the soul can be liberated even in this material world. When the mind is trained and the soul is not controlled by the material, you know, all kind of unnecessary things that the mind brings up, the soul is not under that, then the soul can be liberated, even while we're still here in the material world. So when the soul is liberated, that's called Jivan Mukta. So a Jivan Mukta, a liberated soul, knows how he became conditioned initially. He knows what went wrong. They've got envious of Krishna, now they're trying to get back, become a Jivan Mukta, liberated soul. Therefore, he tries to purify himself and return home back to Godhead. It's obvious. Srila Prabhupada is having us do that. The magazine is called Back to Godhead. That's the reason for that. The eternally, Srila Prabhupada continues, the eternally conditioned soul is eternally conditioned because it's controlled by the mind. The mind can be our worst enemy sometimes. So the conditioned state and liberated state are compared to the sleeping unconscious state and the awakened state, the two different states, sleeping state, awakened state. Those who are sleeping and unconscious are eternally conditioned, but those who are awake understand that they're eternally part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Therefore, even in this material world, they engage in Krishna service, which is exactly what Srila Prabhupada wants us to do. As confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami, Iha yasya hare dasye. If one takes to Krishna's service, he's liberated, even though he appears to be a conditioned soul within the material world. Jivan mukta sa uchete. In any condition, one is to be considered liberated if his only business is to serve Krishna. Hare Krishna. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschatyadi Shatyani. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. So that's the end of the purport for Srila Prabhupada, from Srila Prabhupada for Canto 5, Chapter 11, Text 12. Okay? So now, with your permission, we'll see what the Pampara would allow us to, you know, talk about. So, the translation, the individual soul, when they are bereft of Krishna consciousness, when they don't have Krishna consciousness, then the mind gives all kinds of crazy ideas, activities being created by the mind, external energy, all kinds of, we don't need, don't we have a whole lot of them? Songs that are totally useless are being played in the radio. They don't take you anywhere. Girl, I love your body, material, you know, passion and ignorance, one nonsense after another. They don't take you anywhere. They'll just give you another material body and you keep suffering in the material world. But that's what people play most of. So now we got our bhajans, we got our kirtans that are liberating. That's the difference. But when the soul is bereft of Krishna consciousness, unfortunately, there are switch in 1/10,000, the tip of a hair, atomic size, can't do anything. The consciousness is there, but we are in jail. So it's only the material body and the material mind is functioning. Even though the soul is a real mind, has a real mind and everything else, but we are in jail. And that's part of our jail life. So the question is, would you be smart enough to use the body for Krishna consciousness rather than for material consciousness? Which one? External energy or the internal energy of the Lord? That's the question. And we are being guided to use internal energy because that's how we get back home. So this crazy mind, all these crazy ideas, they've been existing from time immemorial, Jack Bharat is saying. It's been there all this while. Millions of lifetimes people have been on this earth, some of us part of it, on this earth, thousands and hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of lifetimes, all crazy things. We never got back home. But it's the mind that's doing it. Sometimes these ideas are manifest in the waking state, with living kami life, and in the dream state, still kami life. But during deep sleep, which is called the theta stage, by the way, in the theta is a Greek letter, unconsciousness, that is the connecting, where now a person connects with the spiritual connection, then all of these material stuff disappear, which is what Krishna is telling us. Paramdrishvanavatite. We replace the lower with the higher. So then deep sleep and all of these are gone. Deep sleep is we are now in a meditative state and we're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So that's what Jatvarad is trying to describe to the king, King Rahugan. You get into the trance, get away from all of these material things, because the king was doing too many material things, trying to enjoy the palanquin ride and everything. So Jatvarad is putting his mind back in order for all of us too. So a person who is liberated in this life, in Jivan Mukta, they see everything very vividly. They see the material world for what it is. Jatvarad had nothing to do with this place. He just came to give us mercy to go back. And those who became sannyasis, his disciples, and now disciples of his disciples, same thing. They're trying to get us to go back because we'll never be happy here. It's a jail. It's not designed for happiness. So in the purport in this case, the Papa says, Bhagavad Gita 13.3, Shretya Gyam Chapi Mam Vidi Shava Shetya Shu Bharat. There are two kinds of Shretya Gya. Shretya, the place of activity, and Gya, the knowledge. Person who knows the field of activity. Field of activity is the body, by the way. So living beings. One is the individual living being, that's us, and the other one is the super soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Also stated there. Both know. The ordinary living being, that's us, knows about only his body to some extent. The external things we know, but the internal things, half the internal things, we don't know what's going on in our body. What's going on with our liver? What's going on with the pancreas? We don't know what goes on. It's just there. We know it's inside of us. But we don't know what happens. Most of us don't know. But the Paramatma knows not only himself, but everybody in their bodies and everything that's in it. That's the super soul. That's Krishna controlling everything. It's all pervading. So he knows the condition of all the bodies. This is what Prabhupada is saying. So the individual living being is localized in one place. But the Paramatma is all pervading, covers everything. Okay. So in this shloka, the word Kshetragya, and now Sri Prabhupada makes the distinction. He's talking about ordinary living being, not the super soul. Okay? So we have to, now, we super soul we put on hold for a little bit, and we talk about regular people and their knowledge of the field of activity, which is the body. Now, there are two kinds. Those who are eternally liberated, they don't deal with this body, even though they know it's there. And then those who are connected with the body, Nityabhada. So Nitya Mukta is eternally liberated, and Nityabhada is eternally conditioned. Tathadehantara Prapti, they just take one body after another and still stay here in the material world suffering and don't get why they're suffering. They need to get out. They are in jail and they don't know it. So the eternally liberated living beings are in Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. No problems, no anxiety. Everything is provided. So they never come here. What do they want here in the material world for anyway? They wouldn't need that. Good sense means you just stay there. But we were envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why we wound up here. So, those in the material world, that's us, conditioned souls, Nityabhada. But we can This is Prabhupada says, Nitya Bhairavas can become liberated if they control the mind. Make the mind a friend rather than an enemy, get into all of these kami nonsense. Excuse the language. And how do you do that? Well, you experience spiritual connection by attentive chanting and chanting from the heart. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's the main thing we are supposed to do in this Kali Yuga. Because the conditioned life, the mind is causing that conditioned life. So we have to train the mind. See, Prabhupada said, when the mind is trained and the soul is no longer under the mind's crazy control, when the mind is not sabotaging the soul by connecting to material things, and the mind understands that the food for the soul equals doing completely spiritual activities with all the spiritual paraphernalia that's here. Material things can be converted to spiritual. Krishna does that. We can't do that, but he can. We take all of these, do artik and all of that. Everything of them is material, but when we offer, it's spiritual then. That's Krishna that does that. We can't do that. We just basically there as the, you know, the, what's the word? Just being used like that. Puppets, that's the word. Puppets being used like that. And the puppeteer is the spiritual master and Krishna. And we just follow what they ask us to do. That's all. And we're fine. And that's how we get liberated. So the soul can be liberated even in this material world as long as we do the spiritual things here. We'll be fine. And we'll get back. We get to go back after we leave the body. So when the soul is liberated in consciousness, then the person is called Jivan Mukta. A jiva, a soul that's liberated, Mukta. A Jivan Mukta knows how he's become conditioned initially, which means we were in the spiritual world, we got envious of Krishna, and then we got put here, and now we're conditioned souls. And now we're trying to be liberated. So a liberated person that doesn't deal with the material world anymore, even though they're here in the material world, and consciously they don't deal with this place, that is, being in the world but not of the world, that is said in Christianity and so many other places, that's also the same thing as Jivan Mukta. Jivan Mukta knows how he's become conditioned. Therefore, he knows, I have to work on myself. He tries to purify himself and return home. So hearing, chanting, and then doing the other seven activities of devotional service, which is loving devotional service, by the way, they take it very seriously. That's the main thing. Everything else is secondary. Only necessary or unnecessary, but secondary. So the eternal, Srila Prabhupada says, the eternal conditioned soul is eternally conditioned because the mind did it. It's controlled by the mind. But devotees can get out of this eternal material conditioning by hearing, chanting, and doing a combination of the other seven types of services which we listed earlier. The praying, and offering, obeisance, and going on like that all the way up to surrendering everything. Atma Nivedana. We can do that. And that's how we train the mind so that we don't get into material things anymore. Even while we're here in the material world, we do the spiritual thing as a priority. So the conditioned state and liberated state are compared to sleeping, unconscious state, and the awakened state. Conditioned state is the sleeping state, and liberated state is the awakened state. When we're sleeping unconscious, that's the conditioned state, and the awakened state is liberated. So Sri Papa says, those who are sleeping and unconscious, they are eternally conditioned. Well, that goes without saying, because they don't know what's going on. But those who are awake understand that they are eternally part and parcel of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, even in this material world, they engage in Krishna's service. They talk about Krishna, Machita Machita Prana, Katayata Samam Nityam, sorry, Tushanticha Romanticha. People just, the whole life is about Krishna. Sorry that I mixed the second line in here. Well, you know, what to do? Senior moment. That's what they say when an old man. So, the body is old. So, anyway. So, they just, everything is about Krishna. Everything. They comment about Krishna. Pastimes, they discuss about Krishna. Sometimes they have one person sit like I'm doing now and he speaks and everybody else hears. Or sometimes they have a discussion, question and answer. And they go to all this kind of debate. But it's all in fun, you know, all in serving Krishna. And they're very happy when they do that, which is, that's what we need to be doing too. So if one takes the Krishna service, he's liberated. Even though he appears to be a conditioned soul doing all kinds of regular work in the material world. Jivan mukta sa uchete. In any condition, one is considered to be liberated if his only business is to serve Krishna. So here's advice from Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion. 1, 2, 187. So, iha yasya hare dasye karmana manasa jira nikraswapi avastasu jivan muktasa uchete. This is the Prabhupada quoted earlier. Jivan muktasa uchete. A person acting in Krishna consciousness, or in other words, in the service of Krishna and acting with his body, mind, intelligence, and words, that person is liberated even if they're still in this material world and doing material activities. It seems like that. Because in the battle of Kurukshetra, well, you know, Arjuna had bows and arrows and Duryodhana had bows and arrows. But the consciousness was different. Arjuna was working for Krishna. And Duryodhana was working for himself, wanting to be the king next, even though he wasn't supposed to be. This is all this false ego situation. So, Srila Prabhupada says, this person, this is purport still. He has no false ego, for he does not believe that he is this material body or that he possesses the body. See, the body is with us, but we don't own it though. The body is, he knows that he's not this body, and this body does not belong to him. Who does it belong to? Krishna. Certainly, that's Krishna's external energy. So he himself, as a soul, belongs to Krishna. And the body too also is an external part that also belongs to Krishna. So when he applies everything produced of that body, the mind, intelligence, words, life, wealth, that's Atma Divinita, surrendering everything, whatever he may have within his possession to the service of Krishna, then it means he's connected to everything, which is dovetailing. He's dovetailing with Krishna. Everything he has in his possession is now is to serve Krishna. Manasa deho geho, my mind, my family, my house, everything is for you. So you put a deity in your house and then you say, okay, you the owner and I'm just serving you. Like that. And Krishna is the owner of the house. He's the proprietor. So, Srila Prabhupada continues, he is one with Krishna. He's even mukta and he's devoid of false ego that leads one to believe that he's a body. So that is the perfect stage of Krishna consciousness. Okay, so now, there's a few realizations that came to me by the mercy and help of my spiritual master. So I kind of recorded them. And so we go through that as the last thing here. Now, so what should we do? We should be about everything that liberates us. Gets us out of this material consciousness. Especially the chanting of the holy name, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, as the supreme liberating absolute truth. Krishna is absolute, so his mantra is also Krishna. Next point, we should understand that we will never ultimately be happy in this material world because it's a cosmic jail. It's jail. You have to understand that. Don't try to be happy in jail. It doesn't work. Get out of jail. That's the best thing. Next, ultimate happiness amounts to feeding spirituality to the soul. Everyone should be about that. Their life should be. So no spirituality, no happiness. That's just direct. No spirituality, no happiness. So then you feed spirituality to the spirit, the soul. And that's how we're going to be happy. You don't do that, you won't be happy. Next point, we must be so convinced of the spiritual process that Krishna will notice us and begin to shower blessings in the form of Vaikuntha here. No anxiety, literally. It can happen in this material world. And people have gone through that. Here, and still going through that, no anxiety. If you look at this, the gurus, you can see, not many people, they don't show anxiety at all. So that's your example. So we must be so convinced of the spiritual process that Krishna will begin to shower blessings in the form of a no anxiety type into a devotee's life because the living entity understands that Krishna has that kind of power, supreme power. Okay, next point, as a result of this, the devotee, and no anxiety, the devotee becomes completely happy, even though they haven't made it out of the material world yet. They haven't made it to the spiritual world yet. They're still happy already here, because the soul is happy. Next point, the devotee realizes that the bhakti process is free for all who want to take it. Lord Chaitanya distributed it free. Tasmima Premaraspadaya. That's what it means. Distributing, it's one of the prayers that we say from Guru Govinda Maharaj that I got from Chaitanya Chandramrita, number, Stoka 11. Ananda Lila Maha Vigrahaya, Himabhya Divyatya Vishindaraya, Tasmima Premaraspadaya. Lord Chaitanya distributing Prema Maha Prema freely. Chaitanya Chandraya Namaste. Moonlight face, we offer obeisances to you. That's the prayer, the last prayer before we start the lectures every time. So the devotee realizes that the bhakti process is free for all who want to take it. Hence, we as devotees should convince others to join us so they also can be liberated. And we can do it in so many ways. But we'll get to that. In fact, we'll get to it next. Next point, we should show mercy. That mercy is shown not only to human being type, but even those with non-human bodies. And we mean others by providing for them. For example, for the plants, they need water. So when you offer your boga to the Lord and you add water to it and you do the prayers and it's finished and now it's prasadam, the maha water you've been drinking a lot, you overdose on it, but the plants don't have any. And that's their food, water. So you give the maha water to the plants. You go outside and give it to the trees next to your house. You give it to the grass. They are all living entities. And what happens is if you give that maha water from a prasadam, it's not prasadam, what happened, I've checked two sannyasis and they both confirmed it. That particular soul in that non-human type body will take a human body the very next life. The very next life. It doesn't matter if it's a plant, an animal, or aquatic. Very next life. And they will also meet devotees and start their process of devotion back to Godhead. So it's that good. Even though we get to drink it all the time, we are, you know, it's okay. We are devotees and we are the ones that offer, so why not? We get to drink it, and if we serve the gurus, we take their maha, all of that, that's good. Narada Muni became advanced like that by taking the maha from the sages who were around, the mother was serving them, and Narada Muni just was there as a little boy, and he got elevated by taking maha prasadam. So, yeah, it's good for all of us, but these plants have no way of chanting. They have no way of getting prasadam unless we go and give it to them. So we show mercy by giving the maha water to plants from your deity sometimes, you know, not just service, I mean the boga one, but the one that you give your deities also, that maha water, give it to the plants. Give it to all the plants in your house. And then go outside and give the nearest plants and trees around, give it to them too also. Because that's food for them. So that's their prasadam. And when they eat that, we call it drinking, but they eat that, and then they take birth, next birth as a human, and then also Krishna will arrange for them to start their devotion back to Godhead. It's that good. So let's show the mercy. So we should show mercy by chanting also. When we're outside and we chant the holy name, now they may not have this material type of senses of hearing that we do, but the soul is in the body and the soul has all the senses. Not only that, the senses are even interchangeable. So they definitely will hear it. The souls will hear it in these entities that are outside. From insects to, you know, anything else. Fish, well, it depends where you're near. If you're near water, then the fish may hear you. Or if you're walking in the woods, all kinds of insects may hear you. All kinds of small animals may hear you. Speaking, chanting, and they all benefit. That's why Lord Chaitanya went to Jarikanda forest and he's chanting, all the animals are following him. They're hearing the holy name from the Lord himself. So we can do that too, share the mercy. So we should show mercy by giving them a chance to taste prasadam. Put some of the actual prasadam, not the water only, a little bit of it. We'll put it outside under the back of a tree so the insects will get to it, cockroaches will get to it, the mice will get to it, and they all eat a little bit of that, the ants get to it. They all get to take human bodies. That's simple. So spread the mercy. We are already in human bodies. Help others too to also, you know, start their process. Now, next point. Please avoid making mistakes from inattentive chanting. That's not good. Namabhas, well, it only helps you to some extent because the whole name itself is that potent. But if you don't chant attentively, you will not experience spiritual happiness that comes from the soul during chanting and afterwards. It won't be there. Krishna says the extent to which you surrender, he rewards accordingly. So we have to take it seriously. So good chanting easily begins to make a person a very loving type of person. And they're very slow to get angry. In other words, a person becomes more forgiving. The more the goodness prevails in the person's mind and the person's heart. That's what happens with good chanting. And with that forgiving mood, the next point, happiness is easily experienced by the person who now understands what real pure goodness is on a broader scale. And so the way that the spiritual world is being, even that time, it's all connected. So now you're rightfully claimed. You know that if you look like you live like that, that you're going to get the mercy of Guru and go back to Godhead. So then you're happy, and now your chanting becomes sweeter. So that's what happens. Then it becomes easy, next point, for the devotee to chant many rounds of japa easily. Sometimes they don't even bother to count too many, how many rounds have been chanted. We're too busy trying to do minimum of 16 rounds. When in fact the Vaishnava is supposed to chant 64 rounds, his Papa has just given us mercy. So the devotee is not diligently keeping up with counting the number of rounds. He's just more focused on the holy name and the loving, the sweetness of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And who does that? The Vrajavasis in Vrindavan. They don't count anything. They just chant the whole day. The whole day they chant it. So then you get a taste of how they feel, the Vrajavasi mood, chanting out of love just for Radha and Krishna. And we'll experience that, and they will find it very incredible. It all can happen here in the material world. Now, and also the problems, the naivety of a devotee about what spiritual bliss is, slowly begins to be removed. Krishna is making it sweeter. When you chant and chant, and now you like to chant, and now you look, oh, yeah, I could do 64 rounds. Start in the morning and do 32, and the rest, by evening you do another 32. Now, we're not pushing you that on you, because if Papa said minimum 16 rounds, but that's minimum. So you can go 17, 18, 19, 20 if you like, or more. Okay, and it gets, the more you do it, which in your heart, the more blissful you get. So this spiritual bliss now, you begin to experience it. And now you look forward to chanting every day because you know it's going to make you happy. And you want to chant for, if it's happy, why don't you do it longer? So you do it a relatively long time. So you pass 16 rounds easily and you keep going. So 16 rounds is just to start us off as neophytes. Srila Prabhupada says, okay, do this. Because it's only an hour and a half, 2 hours out of 24 hours. Put that for chanting. But Jiva Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami says, think of the Lord the whole time and never forget Krishna and accept things that are favorable devotion service and reject things. So yeah, we should just continue. Okay, we'll just a couple more and we'll finish. So this whole thing now, when you're at that stage, then life feels good. It becomes your slogan for living, even while in this jail. Because the devotee feels the presence of Krishna in every aspect of his or her life. Then the material world, it feels almost like Vaikuntha because you don't have to worry about much of anything. Even though we're still in the material world. The material world is supposed to be a perverted reflection, but you don't feel that way about it because you're not connected with it so much. The devotee is only focused on Radha and Krishna and devotional service. Bhakti yoga to this divine couple. So that's the end. Hare Krishna. Okay, so we'll read the text 12 again and then open up for comments. So, text 12. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 11, Text 12. So here's the English translation. The individual soul, bereft of Krishna consciousness, has many ideas and activities created in the mind by the external energy. They've been existing from time immemorial. Sometimes they manifest in the waking state, sometimes in the dream state. But when we're in a deep sleep on consciousness that is connected spiritually or trance, then they disappear. We don't deal with material anymore. So a person who's liberated in this life, Jivan Mukta, you can see all these things vividly. Hare Krishna. Okay, Jai. So I apologize for going a little long on this one. So are there any questions? You can start six and Tom will ask questions. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Jai. Krishna's mercy. Jai.
Wait, the Prabhupada said Shalom water to ants. And
yes, yes.
And we're supposed to do, right? Mahaprasadam, give to ants. Is it okay to, like, how are you supposed to give to ants and you throw it, right?
Okay, you've asked a very important question. It all depends on your consciousness. Now, suppose you, every living entity has a soul inside of it, so why not? Every entity has a soul inside this body. And the soul is part and parcel of Krishna, so why deprive the person of Krishna? in the form of a shadow. So that answers that part of the question. Every soul is entitled to it. If you know, but some of us human beings can, and those in non-human bodies cannot. Remember, Lord Chaitanya allowed a dog to go back to the spiritual world. A dog is not in the human body, but he caused the dog to chant Hare Krishna and liberated the dog. The lion with Jambavan, he also went to the spiritual world. They're not in these bodies, not human bodies. So the Lord does, in fact, allow it. In both cases, it was Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, the Lord himself, that allowed that. So yeah, so that answers that part of the question. Now, the consciousness. If you're going to give water to grass, don't throw it to grass like, you know, you don't want the water. Because this is Krishna. So you can pour this like you do, like a pujari does, slowly and nicely to them. Because the conscious Krishna realizes you're deliberately giving him to the grass. So you have to do it nicely. That's the only important point about it. Don't do like you're throwing away motor ignorance stuff. No, that won't work. And you actually get chastised for doing that. But be careful and give, because even the soil has bugs in it. And all the bugs will benefit too. The soil that's underneath the grass. So, you know, it's up to you, but, you know, if you feel it's too much for you, you may stay away from it, but give liberation. Give liberation. Give liberation. Because the more you help other entities, the more you yourself grow. This is how it works. Not just, you know, other non-human, but even the more you help other devotees, the more you put yourself out to help other devotees, the better your spiritual life becomes. So that's the way it works. It's a very good question you've asked, but yeah, the consciousness, how you do it is what's important. How you do it. Hare Krishna. Jai.
I've heard chant loudly and the animals and all the bugs or insects, they hear you.
Mm-hmm.
So will they get, or will it benefit them, they'll get a better body? How does it work, you know?
Krishna is Krishna. His name, his holy name is Krishna. His prasadam is Krishna. So why not? Use both. So what it is we don't know enough science to know how a tree can hear physically, but we know that the soul is inside the tree and the soul has a real senses. And the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is for the soul anyway, not for the physical body. So if we chant for the soul, there's no problem there because the soul can hear you. The soul, in fact, has senses that are interchangeable. So it doesn't have to be the ear of the soul that hears. Not at all. Any other part of the soul can hear the holy name. Because that we're talking about the soul now. We're not talking about our physical bodies. We're limited in our senses. The soul's senses is very versatile. So they will hear one way or the other. So we don't have to worry about it. Just keep chanting. That's all. Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Hare Krishna, I have a question.
Yes.
Hare Krishna. Would you please just define spiritual and spirituality? I know it's a basic question, but...
Yeah, important.
Yeah,
important. Spiritual, that's a person's consciousness. Spiritual consciousness. And spirituality is the sum total of everything that is spiritual from Krishna and everything about Krishna. That's whole spirituality. And when we connect with it, then we are spiritual. See, that's the difference.
Right. And therefore, when we connect with it, then we define our spiritual consciousness, or what is our spiritual consciousness?
All of it.
Individual?
All of it.
Okay.
All of it. We are spiritual. We're connected. The entire body is spiritualized. It doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the beauty of it.
No. It's not compartmentalized.
Not at all.
We have a particular identity. It's everything.
Yes. Because Krishna is everything.
Okay.
So that's how beautiful it is. Yeah. That's his mercy. So yeah, I mean, go for it. Go for it. I know you anyways, we go for it.
Therefore, in part, we are everything, and that is our spiritual propriety or extension of Krishna. We as human beings want to compartmentalize, we want to break things up so much.
Well, in one sense,
understand what you're saying.
Yeah, in one sense, it's yes and no. In one sense, because the Sri Upanishad, it says that Krishna is whole. But we are also part and parcel, but we are also whole. See, it's hard to understand that because the Krishna is that level. You see, the human being is a whole human being, but still at the same time, the soul is part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, compartmentalized as a human being, it's okay. And connecting as a whole is also okay. But it's Krishna that's made it like that. So we can, as individuals, we are individuals. But we are also in a collective. But in as far as relating to Krishna goes, he's individual. Even Krishna is also split himself into Radha and Krishna for enjoyment. He could have been together, right. And Lord Chaitanya, they are together. But Radha and Krishna, they are separated so that they can enjoy like that. So Krishna can separate us for his enjoyment of us being servants of him, and we're enjoying that way as servants. And at the same time, we are part of the whole in the spiritual world. So that's how beautiful it is. But, you know, only Krishna can do it like that. We can't. Hare Krishna.
Absolutely, Prabhupada. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
And breaking up is like Maya comes in to distract.
Well, yeah, we ought to be careful of that.
And then being a part of the whole, when you look at, I am a part of the whole, when I chant, it is being inside of the whole with Krishna. It makes that more easier to go through your mind.
Exactly.
Put it in a proper perspective.
Yeah. Now, as far as Maya goes, we come under the protection of the devotees and the spiritual master. Because Maya is also here in the material world. Mahamaya. There's a different type of Maya in the spiritual world. That's called Yoga Maya. And he makes the fun even more fun. That's for pastimes. Yeah, that's different. But here, we're trying to be the boss. So that Mahamaya beats us up like anything. So if we want protection, then you just go to what Krishna has set up. Tadbidi Pani Pratena. But Krishna says, approach spiritual master, inquire from him, and be under his protection. Then you're fine. Because if you try to do it, you'll be judged, you and everything. Maya will beat you left and right. You cannot win that way. You can't. You cannot be judge, jury, and prosecutor for your. It won't work. It won't work. So you mix with devotees who are doing what you're doing, same thing, and then you come under the protection of the spiritual master, who is a representative of Krishna. Then you're fine. So that's very important. Devotees and spiritual master. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hare Krishna. Any other questions? No comments? Good questions so far. Wonderful. Okay, I suppose we can end. Gautam Prabhu or Nina Mataji? Okay, Hare Krishna. Thank you everybody for tolerating me. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.